Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my intro, I guess, didn't hit, so let me hold on. Let me get my intro to go here.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Thank you, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon. I'm really excited to be here. This is Alan Levy. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Alan Levy Show live, 2 p.m. Today is Tuesday, and I was actually, the intro wasn't set to auto, so sorry about that. So I had to play it on the fly. Well, thank you all for joining me on this show. We wanted to have a kind of an open-air conversation, open chat today, and we've reached out to our community and love to take your calls later in the show, and I'll give you the call-in number. And I'm joined by two individuals. Sherry is manning the switchboard and the studio today. How are you, Sherry? She may be on mute.
I'm great. Thanks, Alan.
Wonderful. Well, Sherry's great. She's a lot of our hosts are familiar with Sherry. She's one of the great members of our team, our customer support team. And David Kim, who's director of customer support, is on here as well. How are you, David?
I'm doing fine. How's it going, Alan?
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. So I thought what we would do today is kind of take the opportunity to talk about a lot of the new things that are happening on Blog Talk Radio. It's a very exciting time here. We just launched this new studio, which is in beta now, and I think will be, you know, fully launched on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. And I thought we'd spend some time going through that, and also want to talk about what else is happening on the network. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in terms of design. There's just a lot of excitement around the content that's happening, and we have a very big announcement we're going to announce tomorrow, and I'll kind of give you a little preview, not going to give you all the details, but want to talk about that. And so we're going to take calls today in the show. That's the objective. We want to hear from you, the hosts, or the listeners. Only caution is just be nice. We just want you to be nice, right, David?
There you
no,
go.
No throwing tomatoes through the radio platform, but be very nice. And the call-in number, if anyone would like to call in with a question or for David, again, David's director of customer support, or me, and this is the CEO and founder of Blog Talk Radio, is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. You'll come into the studio. Sherry will screen your call and kind of talk to you and find out what your question is, and you know, hopefully, and we'd like to get as many calls as we can during this time. With that, why don't you know, David, tell me how's it going, and when did you join Blog Talk Radio?
I started about 8 weeks ago with Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, time has flown by, so, you know, it must be true, time flies when you're having fun.
And you've been, you've got a lot of experience. Just tell you know, everyone about your experience, and you had some interesting experience. You were at Clear Channel for a bit, and you were at some other companies, but what did your experience be, and as you kind of, before you got to Blog Talk?
Yeah, so most recently I was with Clear Channel. They've got something like 700 or 800 stations across the domestic U.S. They've also got an online presence. And before then, I was with streaming audio, streaming video companies, and basically, you know, a lot of other technology and software as a service companies. And I've been in, you know, in both startup environments as well as, you know, more B2B or enterprise level corporate customers. It's ranged through a broad spectrum of customers as well as support roles.
Well, it sounds great, and you really have the terrific background and experience for the role that you have today as Director of Customer Support. And we certainly, this is an interesting platform, to say the least, and it really combines a lot of the things you've seen in your day, telecommunications, streaming media, content, business solutions. And so what has been your impression of the community and what you've seen here at Blog Talk Radio for the since you started?
Yeah, when I first came on, I was literally amazed by how some technologies were married together. I mean, telecommunications, online, radio, podcasting. I mean, those things just don't
social.
The talk radio aspect. Those things, normally don't come together. So it was amazing to see how the platform can actually put those things together and make them work and really do a good job at it. When I came on, I immediately saw that the community of hosts and listeners are just really enthusiastic. They're great fans and enthusiasts. I always heard and even saw words like love, and they're so appreciative of the platform giving them the opportunity to voice their passions, their whatever it is, their hobbies, their businesses, anything to promote and endorse what they're really passionate about. So, we love the community, and we want to do everything that we can to further their interests and what they're really going after.
Well, that's perfect, and that's well said. And we've really just started to scratch the surface in terms of what your organization can do here at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to briefly describe what's happening on the rest of Blog Talk Radio, the development team, the product team, and just the overall. We've just scaled the entire platform, and really excited about it. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the story of Blog Talk Radio, I'll just briefly tell it. We launched Blog Talk Radio around 4 years ago, 5 years ago in September, actually. I created Blog Talk Radio with Bob Charish, who's now the COO, and we were in the telecommunications business. And I created a blog for my dad, who had cancer, and that blog gave me the idea to merge the phone network with the web, and which enabling bloggers or really anyone to host their own talk show using phones. And so as David mentioned, we merged the phone network with the social web and created, using the phone as a publishing platform, which is a very powerful technology, and it's buried within the Blog Talk Radio, this media property that exists today. Since we launched the platform, we've hosted close to 2 million episodes on Blog Talk Radio. We host on an average day of roughly 1,500 a day, about 2,000 hours of content created. So it's just an enormous amount of content. And, our hosts, we have thousands of hosts that are doing radio shows, and many of the hosts have been here for years. I'll give you one example. There was a show on Sunday night that was hosted by Movie Geeks United. David, you're familiar with them, I'm sure. right? They're a pretty big show here. But these are two gentlemen. They live in Florida. They're in the healthcare field, and they love movies. And 3 years ago, they started a show on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday nights, and they have had the most incredible guests on their shows, everyone from Martin Scorsese to Brian De Palma, and so on. And this past Sunday night, they had Barry Manilow on. And, it's just incredible. And I think what we talk about is empowerment and the enabling these individuals and anyone really to, have their platform, create their own radio shows. We're just seeing that scaled here. So it's very exciting, these very exciting times. Again, we're going to take calls during this broadcast, and please call us at 347-677-0649. What I wanted to do, and in the highlight of this show, is this new studio that we launched. And it's really an amazing thing. And you know, we're really excited by it. David, where is it live yet, or how's it work, or is it in beta? And just maybe you can briefly describe the studio.
Right. So with the studio launch, with the beta launch, we did accompany it with a landing page on our website, and that's the starting point where you can find informative screencasts and FAQs to really get you going and then get you familiarized with the new studio interface. For the users who are familiar with the switchboard, I think the transition is going to be very smooth. But for those who need a little bit of a helping hand, we've got a landing page with all the information that can help them along. And I am going to post that into the chat room right now.
Wonderful. So with the objective of the studio, I mean, the overall objective of Blog Talk Radio is to essentially create a radio environment, a talk radio environment in the web browser. You know, radio traditionally, as everyone knows, is in a studio, and it's dominated by the majors, Clear Channel and CBS and Citadels. And what we wanted to do is create an environment where anyone can host their own radio show. And in order to do that, you need to have a studio or switchboard that you can manage callers. And right now we have, for example, a few callers on the studio, and we're screening those callers. Sherry's screening them and letting us know who's on and so on. And these callers will be brought on air, you know, in due course. We had a first iteration of the studio of the switchboard that lasted about 4 years, really, and it was the first kind of vision of this. And now we're really moving to the next level. And part of it, a big part of it, has to do with the organization today of Blog Talk Radio. Dan Cashman is the president now of Blog Talk Radio. He joined around 9 months ago. He's done a terrific job, and he's assembling a world-class team throughout the company to complement the existing managers that are here. And some of the key resources that we hired was Brian Benitez, who's VP of Product, Brian McConnell, who's head of design, and the Bryans have worked with our existing resources and development, Rob Lacken and Megan and marketing and so on, to come up with this beautiful studio. And it really, I've shown the studio around at talk radio conventions. I've shown it to many others, and people are just blown away by this. And they just kind of trying to get their arms around it. And here it is today, where it's live. So we thought we would go through some of the features and functionality of the studio, and as well as take some callers. And we have a couple of calls. Why don't we take one from Perry, 860. Perry, you're on Blog Talk Radio. Well, Sherry, why don't you put Perry on? Dave, by the way, while Perry, if she wants to come on, unless she's just posting a question in the chat room. Sherry, does she want to speak? No. Okay. Well, we'll see if... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Perry was just in the screening room with Sherry, so they might be mid-conversation.
Okay.
If I could follow... Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on a point you made before. You know, the community of hosts in the genres that we have on our platform is so broad that it's just amazing how much content and how broad the content is across so many genres, and it's really unmatched in the space that we're in. So I think that's really a testament to the caliber of people, the hosts that join the Blog Talk Radio platform, and the network of listeners and followers, et cetera, that participate across the network.
And what type of things are you know, what kind of shows have interested you? What are you seeing? I mean, again, you've only been here for 2 months, but maybe you can just give some examples of the diversity of the types of shows that you see and the type of content that's being created here.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I'm a technology guy, I'll share a story with you. You know, when I first came on, I noticed that one of the websites that I've been following for more than a year happened to have a show on Blog Talk Radio. It happens to be in the Android community because I'm an Android fanatic. When I saw that, I realized the reach that the platform has. And I was just delighted. You know, I had been following this website for so long, and then when I noticed that they had a show on Blog Talk Radio, I was just delighted. And, you know, that I think that's just an example of how broad the reach is, and how really so many genres and so many people can just really participate in the conversation.
Yeah. No, that's what was the website, by the Android? They have a couple of shows on the network. Which was the show you're referring to?
This one is Fandroid.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a PH.
Okay.
So it's
Fandroid.
Fandroid,
oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm, you know, and more and more, I spoke at a talkers convention, this past 2 weeks ago, and I was there 3 years ago. It's one of the preeminent talk radio conventions out there. And I asked at the time 3 years ago if anyone heard of Blog Talk Radio, and really no one in the audience, there's been 200 people in the audience, answered, raised their hands. I asked the same question, and sure enough, we got a lot of most of the audience raised their hands. So, you know, there's been a broad reach of the network. So why don't you talk about a little, while we wait on some of the callers to come on, why don't you talk about a little of the functionality that we've added now to this, to how the switchboard is compared to the studio?
Yeah, so the studio interface, I think it's just a very slick piece of work that we put out. It's designed or intended for, you know, as a central place for our hosts to come to and really have all the information that they need, and also the management capabilities for their shows and also all the things around it, such as audio files and little sound clips. You've got the social network promotion. All the information that you need is on the studio interface. So it's just a great place to go to and be able to manage and run the show from one place. It's a very powerful tool. It's well built. It's really slick. And you know, not to put down the old switchboard, but it's a great improvement, and it's getting thumbs up, a lot of great feedback from all the folks that are trying it out. So
right, wonderful.
I think we're really on to something.
I do, too. We're going to get into some more details here, but we have Perry on at 860. Perry, how are you?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. So, Perry, where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay, excellent. And I see you're from Go Media.
Right.
What's Go Media?
Well, basically, it's a variety of topics, and I picked the name because it seemed interesting, you know, and, you know, it seemed like a radio show kind of name, so I picked something that might be a good fit for the show.
Sounds good. And so what's your question?
Okay, I have a couple of questions. I love Blog Talk Radio and everything about it. I really am trying to get, well, since I'm trying to get high-quality guests on the show, I'm just wondering if the show people would like their host to have, like, a domain name for people who want to up the ante with their show, and also maybe in the future, you know, if people want to love the shows and they want to support it, maybe have a donation or button or a membership button, because I definitely I love my show, but I do have a book that I would love to promote and guests that I love to invite, and if I have like a domain name that could really help my business and the radio show to go even further. So I just want to ask those two questions.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So let me just try to get into some of these. The when you say domain name, I mean, you have your own website. Do you embed the player on your site so the archive of the show is embedded there?
Oh, I don't have a website. I just right now I just have the Blog Talk Radio.
I see. So you're using Blog Talk Radio basically as the platform where that you're promoting your show. So you have so people could find your show at blogtalkradio.com/GoMedia.
GoMedia1. Yep.
GoMedia1. Okay. So I guess you have a Facebook page and you've got Twitter. Are you integrated into those social tools as well?
I have a Facebook page. My book's called Never Judge Life by Its Cover. So if
that's a great name.
Oh, thank you.
That's a great name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a Facebook page for that.
Right. Okay. And there you can embed the show page. You know, your Go Media show. And you could also create a page on Blog Talk Radio, which is in the title of your book. Right? I mean, you could do your show from that page, and therefore, you know, it's all tied together. But, you know, assuming, you know, Go Media is fine, Go Media One, or, again, using your show, the book name. Now, I'm not sure, I don't really understand. I mean, I guess the point is, you know, a donation or sponsor this show kind of a thing. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, I know you guys have, you know, some sponsors with the show's hosts that are doing good. I know, like, I just want, not me, but there's a couple other hosts that would like to, make their show a little bit more successful when they have well-known guests. And so I guess, like, if maybe in the future... like a donation button where people can donate or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of people that host Blog Talk Radio where they have a separate site and they have people to donate and to support their show so they can take their radio show to the next level and
right.
actually interview or travel. And that's what I also want to do. I want to travel and... interview people and go around the country and do different topics, and I really want to be like a news reporter kind of a host. So any help, you know, help with the host that want to take it to the next level would be really, really great. I mean, it would be really great.
Well, I think, you know, as you said, a lot of the hosts are using this as, you know, there are many authors. I mean, there's thousands of authors on Blog Talk Radio, and they of course, have their own, they have their own websites. They have the donate buttons there. I mean, we really don't have a donate concept here. I think, you know, down the road, maybe, you know, there are certain things we could do, like sponsor this show kind of button. And, you know, our issue is we have such a volume of hosts and, you know, we have about 10 or 12,000 hosts that host a show every month. So managing the volume there when you have specific inquiries is just very difficult. So, you know, we have different premium programs that hosts can use, and some of them, you know, and some of the hosts are, you know, at certain levels and put their own ads on the pages and really have a sponsor those radio shows. The other point that you made was the book. You know, I know that in the past we did have a provision to put an Amazon book jacket or some other sort, and with the new design, we recently redesigned the profile pages and the episode pages. I'm not exactly sure where those are, but I will follow up on that, and I do think it's an interesting way. I know you can put links on the pages. They may not be where they were in the past, which was kind of highlighted up top, but we'll definitely look into that. And by the way, when do you do your show? And so we can let people know.
I haven't done the show lately because I've been so busy. but I'm in the chat, Go Media, so people can,
okay,
you know, subscribe and stuff. And I also, I wanted to make another note where I did have a guest on, I wanted to get a guest on to talk about her dating book, and she declined because it wasn't my own domain name. It would go to Blog Talk Radio, so I kind of, you know, that's another thing too. Like some, I guess some people that you do invite, try to invite, they're like, oh, what, where is this, or that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, see, I, you know, again, I don't know if you listened early on, but we had Barry Manilow on a show this week. We've had Obama on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, really is on the circuit, you know, where authors and actors and actresses and sports figures have all been on the network. So it really shouldn't limit your ability to get a guest. We have really no plans for separate domain names, you know, for, you know, again, you can go create your own on Blogger or Blogspot or Tumblr or whatnot and embed the player there. But it really shouldn't limit it. And then there's a section on the Blog Talk Radio website, which is under the Featured tab, and it's the Best of BTR. Just send that link to any publicist or anyone that looks to be is interested, and I think you'll have a good response, and they see who's been on Blog Talk Radio. And all that content, all those individuals were on our network. Everyone from Obama to Brad Pitt to Yoko Ono. So good luck with your show, and thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, David, I know that one of the issues had been, you know, with the new design, and I know that the guys are looking at is what to do with the – are you familiar with the issue about the book jacket and how that's being managed?
The book jacket on –
On an episode page. So if you're interviewing an author, if you wrote, you know, a best-selling novel, maybe you have, I don't know, and I interview, you could have it up there and, you know, people can buy that. But anyway, you know, we'll make a note of that. And again, thanks for your call. Robin did have a question. She had a question on some of the changes on the profile page, and we can get into that with her if she'd like to call in or actually get on the line. There's another call, something in the chat from Cubana Rama, who I know is on Facebook. She says she has a question about, can you host a show with any smartphone out there on the market today and handle the chat as well? So one of the studio that we're being built now that we've just launched is going to be available at some point on an iPad. I mean, if you look at the studio, it's quite a design. I mean, you've got three major sections of this. It's got a switchboard on the left. In the center, you can play audio clips. And on the right side is a promote tab and an episode info tab, and then you can actually open the chat window in the studio. It would be very hard. We always felt it would be very hard to create a show, to manage a show using your smartphone or a phone, and so we didn't make that investment. I think with the iPad, it's a much bigger format. And with this studio, I think ultimately we're going to get there, and I think it's very cool. You can host a show using any phone, of course. You just dial in and phone number. You dial your guest number or your host number. So you could host a show from the beach. You could host a show from an office. You could host a show from anywhere. And you know, but you need someone else to manage the switchboard for you. And so, you know, that's how you'd have to do it, but you can host a show from any location, any remote location whatsoever.
Go ahead, David. You're absolutely right. I mean, on the smartphone, there, unfortunately, you know, there's just a limited amount of real estate for displaying, you know, the switchboard or the studio, in addition to the chat module. So, you know, you just can't do both of them on a smartphone, which, you know, nowadays runs around 4.7 inches. But like you said, on the tablets, that's a whole different story. And you can actually have the studio with the integrated chat right inside studio, so you can have that entire management console on the new tablets that are coming out.
Right. So that's on the roadmap, and we like the idea of that. And now, right, with a larger format, a larger platform to host, to manage a studio, it makes a lot of sense. So there's a lot of things that we incorporate into the studio. One of them, I mean, and I'm going to go through some of the big core features of the studio now. And, you know, there's different levels of services on Blog Talk Radio, of course, the free service, which enables you to host a show for 30 minutes a day. And you have, you know, a limited number of callers inbound. And there's other features. There's many other features that are in the premium packages, which start at $39.95. Which are as follows. You have the ability to use Skype. So directly from the studio, you can, you know, integrate your Skype and integrate a Skype call in. Another feature which people really love is the ability to dial out. So you could call a guest from the switchboard and make an outbound call, and that's all included in your premium charges. So that's, in essence, you don't have to have a guest call into a show, and that's really like radio works in that way. You know, if you have an athlete of the Knicks on, you just want to call a cell phone and get him on air. And now with the studio, you very easily will be able to bring in a caller directly by dialing off the platform. Some of the other key features are the ability to upload audio clips. I showed you earlier, I actually ran the intro by playing a clip on the fly. I'll just demonstrate it again. And, you know, where...
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at Blog...
You know, so I'm managing these clips in the studio. Historically, you had to load those clips up early and you know, before the show launched, and now you can actually add clips on the fly, which is a great feature, and people want to be able to, you know, add those during the broadcast of your inventory. You can maintain them there, but you can add them very easily. So those are just some more features that we added now in the studio that are all here and very accessible. We have some other questions in the studio, so why don't we take some of those now? And Sherry's been screening them and posing those questions. Again, if anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-677-0649. So why don't we take this one question from Stephen Strait has a comment. Loves BTR. Well, thank you, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Well, actually, Stephen, are you on air now? 309.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi, Stephen. How are you? Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I love Blog Talk Radio. Let me make a quick comment and then a quick question. I loaded up some sound effects and some music that I made myself. I call it Straight Sounds, Stephen Strait, Straight Sounds. And just for the heck of it, and I was a little nervous about using it live with a guest, but I just loaded up some sound effects and some of my music. Well, I was waiting for a guest to show, Bennett Tyson. He's a DJ at killradio.org. And he didn't show up, and I thought that there was some mix-up or he had trouble with Wi-Fi or something. It turns out he thought he had to call my home phone number instead of the call-in number. But so here I am waiting for him to show up. Well, I started playing the audio clips and some of my own music to kill some time and wait for him to call in. He never did. But I accidentally ended up creating some radio theater, and now I think it's really funny, and I'm doing, like, not only just interviews with people and audio essays and rants, but I'm also doing radio theater where I have robot sounds and different things and some of my own music. And I'm very inspired by Resonance FM, Harmony Fraser and Dan Wilson, things like that. And so I just want to share that with you, that I had these effects loaded up and some of my own music. And so when the guests didn't show up, I could do something instead of just saying, well, you know, just end the program and have nothing there.
Right.
Also,
that's a great feature to have, the ability. So you played those clips on the fly, and they're embedded in your studio. And that feature, we put into the platform very early. And because, again, what we really wanted to do was replicate a radio studio in the browser.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the key elements, the ability to play those clips. And, that, of course, when the guest doesn't show, you know, the last thing you can have is dead air.
One thing I would like, it would be nice if you had maybe some more material for hosts, maybe even templates on how to invite guests, maybe a template or a sample of an email you might say, saying, I'd like to invite you to be a guest on my show. It's an hour-long interview discussion format at such and such a time. Maybe if you had some tips and maybe you do, maybe I haven't explored the site further far enough, but helping people to know how to approach people to get interviews. It seems like there's a lot of interviews going on.
Well, it's a great interview format, and that's a great question, and I appreciate that. And there are a number of tips. You know, we're rebuilding the entire back end of the platform, and you see the new studio. I don't know how long you've been. How long have you been a host on Blog Talk Radio?
Just a few weeks now. I'm a premium host.
Yes. So a few weeks. Well, we just launched this new studio, and you probably saw the old one. This is a far cry, a big improvement, and we're also rebuilding the entire back end of the system. And there's some right now it's not organized too well, but there's some promo tabs that give you tips on how to get guests, and there may some of that information will be there. But I think one of the big powers of the platform is that the hosts themselves have the ability to go reach out to their own communities. And I fully agree with you that, you know, providing the host with tips on how to, you know, some background on Blog Talk Radio. You're on the Blog Talk Radio network, so here's a little blurb about us or about Blog Talk Radio. You're a host on Blog Talk Radio. How many shows have we done? Who have been some premier guests?
Yeah, famous
so
people.
And again, when you have the stars that we have running through here, there's an enormous amount of content in almost every genre, and I think we can do, I think we should look at that and try to provide tools and as many tools as we can to the hosts.
Well, you're doing a really great job. Can I just give a plug real quick? Ken Friedman, the general manager of WFMU, is going to be on my show Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
And WFMU is the world's first and longest-lasting free-form radio show. It was coming out of Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey. My band played there in 1986. But Ken Friedman is a radio revolutionary.
Well,
and
wonderful.
I'll be interviewing him Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m. CST.
And,
so
and
that's
what's, your show, what's your show URL on blogtalkradio.com?
Slash Stephen Strait. Streight.
Okay, excellent.
And I call it Vaspers the Great Presents because that's my nickname.
Well,
Vaspers
wonderful.
Great.
Well, Steve,
but that'll be
you.
A great show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for calling in. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
David. I mean, that's another. That's a great idea. And I think, by the way, we've got a lot of this material on the back end in the system, but it may not be as accessible.
Yeah, we have been playing around with the ideas of getting hosts and guests together into a mix where they can communicate and participate across shows, and so that's definitely a discussion that's going on. So that would be right up Stephen's alley.
Yeah. So we'll wonderful. Thank you for that. No, it's great. I mean, we're going to continue to refine these tools, and we're going to take a call now from Robin. Robin, well, actually, she's in the studio and the screening room. We'll hopefully get her on. We'll take a call from Robin from Oregon. She has a couple of questions as well. So let's talk a little here. Again, about what else you can do on the right side of the studio. When you go in there, you'll see on the first there's a three tabs. One is the promote tab, where you can promote your show on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. There's also a short link which you can copy and paste anywhere in any browser, and of course there's the code, the HTML code that you can embed on your blog or your web page, and that'll play the archive show when it's done. And all the shows are done within 20 minutes, roughly, of the show. It's recorded and available on iTunes, which I hope our hosts are registering with iTunes and getting their show there so they can search. Actually, my show is there. You can search for the Alan Levy Show on iTunes. And I have lots of people who download my show, and I do appreciate that. One of the other sections of the right side of the studio is called Episode Info, and that's a very important section here. And if, right now, I have a title of the show, and we put our tags and other content in there, such as the duration of the show, when the show's about to air, and a description of the show. And we've talked a lot about metadata and what does metadata mean. And all of our shows are indexed for Google. So it's really important that our hosts are filling in the descriptions of their shows as best they can, which helps in search. Our hosts, if you Google many of our host names into Google, their show on Blog Talk Radio will come up on the first page. So, make note of the descriptions of your shows and so on. Why don't we take another caller? But first, what I'd like to do is Carrie from Florida, she's asking for feedback on selling advertising, and that's in the studio. Sherry put in a note. Actually, we have Carrie on. Carrie 904, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm great, Alan. How are you?
Wonderful. What part of Florida are you from?
I'm actually in Jacksonville. I live in Jacksonville Beach.
Okay. And are you on a cell phone now, or?
No, I'm actually calling from a room.
Oh, well, it's a really poor connection. David, are you having trouble hearing her?
It sounds okay for me. Little.
It sounds better now.
Yeah, it's better now. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
So, Carrie, what's your question that you have for us?
Well, I basically just wanted to get some feedback from you. I'm actually a pro host now with Blog Talk. I've had my show for 2 years, and I just recently upgraded June 1st, and I'm actually doing a daily show now. My show is business-focused with Carrie's Network, and I have different guests on that can relate to, just for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and we cover all facets of business. And I'm getting ready to market to sell advertising on my show, obviously to, pay for expenses, but mostly to earn an income, an additional income for myself. And I just wanted to kind of go over some of the things that I'm doing and just see if you have any feedback for me or any additional suggestions that I could be doing for my show, because I did put together a media kit. I do promote the show very heavily through social media. I try to share it on as many blogs and websites as I can. And then, of course, my guests that are on, I encourage them to do the same thing because it helps them as well. The more the show gets out, the more listens that they have, the more hits they can get to their website and so forth. But I was really trying to focus on people that might want to do advertising for audio, doing the audio commercials in addition to the banners. And I'm trying to really focus on businesses that, because Blog Talk, well, I have people that tune into my show that live in California, some that live in Texas, and some that live here in Florida. They're all over the place. So I feel like my best target market is going to be people who focus on business-to-business but don't really have any territories. So I'm trying to really focus my efforts on those types of people to promote the advertising to buy into it. I'm not on iTunes yet. I don't know if that would help me as far as promoting it or even as far as selling the advertising portion of it. But just if you have any other suggestions for me, if you feel like I'm on the right track, or is there anything additional that I should be doing?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. And, the ability, the getting your content as many places as you can makes a lot of sense. So I do recommend that you get it on iTunes and you have it on, your Facebook or on your blogs. You want to be able to, have as broad a reach as possible. And those platforms enable you to get more and more content there. And, again, do you have a separate site? What's your webpage?
I have a couple of different websites. Because I have the radio show, I also do a business publication, and I have a networking organization as well. But my Blog Talk Radio page is actually blogtalkradio.com/ Carrie's Network, and that's K as in kangaroo, E-R-R-Y, S as in Sam, dash network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.
Right.
And then I do have links on there to my Twitter page and to my main website as well.
Yeah. I think that there's different ways to sell advertising on a blog, not just Blog Talk Radio, but just in general. And Blog Talk Radio has a large volume of of content, as we've talked about. I mean, I think we have more than 12 million listeners a month to mm-hmm. all of the shows. And, you know, but it's built up of a lot of niche audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some hosts that have hundreds of callers to, you know, thousands of callers. It really ranges it really runs the gamut. And, you know, so what I recommend to some individuals that are kind of getting out and they're trying to do this on a B2B and they're doing network and they're very high-value guests is
mm-hmm.
really think about a sponsorship strategy
okay.
where, you know, you're selling sponsorships for $500 a month and you kind of, you know, and you try different things out and you can do mentions on air for these sponsorships. You can – there's different programs. We have what's called the branded profile where if you get – you know, which is a which if you get a larger sponsor to participate, you could have the player branded. You could put their images, their display. You could play pre-roll clips. You know, so I think that's a good path to go. But I would focus on the sponsorships and not necessarily
mm-hmm.
focus on, you know, the X number of listeners that you have because they're high value.
Right.
If you're interviewing, if a large network is sponsoring your show and you're interviewing a high-value guest that could bring a lot of interest to that network, well,
mm-hmm.
that's important to that sponsor. And I think if you approach it from a sponsorship standpoint as opposed to like a CPM model, I think
right.
you'll be able to get started much easier.
And I'm glad that you shared that with me, Alan, because I was looking at going that route instead of doing just, you know, selling like traditional radio advertising like they do on the regular stations, because I do have that capability. I did just upgrade to be a pro host, and I'm very, very glad that I did it. For anybody that's listening that has a show and you haven't upgraded, I have to say I would highly recommend that you do it. I wish I would have done it sooner. I really, really, really do. And I love the new studio, by the way. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. It's great. No, I appreciate it.
I did want to throw one more thing out there, too, because I have been listening to the show, if it's okay.
Yeah.
Some people were talking about getting, you know, guests on their show. Again, I've had my show since, I think it's January of 2009, and I was only doing my show once a week, a 30-minute show on Thursdays. And like I said, I just recently upgraded, so I'm doing it every day. But I've had a few celebrities on my show. Larry Winget has been on my show. I'm sure most people know who he is. Pitbull of Personality Development. And then Barbara Corcoran of the Shark Tank, she's been on my show. We've had Kim Parrish, who is a former QVC host and former Miss West Virginia. Just to kind of throw this out there, because I'm constantly looking for guests, and one of the things that I do with the celebrities, because I really try to market to them a little bit each week. I send out emails, and sometimes I'll go to their websites. I do research, you know, if they have a website, and if there's a telephone number, I will call them. And you would be really surprised. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of sending them an email and saying, hey, look, this is my show. I would love to have you on as a guest, you know, if you're available. And I just find that it's sometimes they're easier to get on the show than some of the regular guests that I've had that don't have that celebrity status.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter, I think, of getting out there and asking and doing the research. And, you know, it's a little – I think it's easier than what most people think. You know,
yeah,
just
no,
don't
I,
think
– Yeah, Carrie, thank you. I really appreciate that. And it really is true. And that's one of the phenomena of the platform that we realized early on. And I'll just give you one reference to that, and then we'll move on to take Robin's call in a moment. But we were about 6 months in. We launched the platform in September of 2006. I mean, I was the first host. I did 5 shows a day, I think, or maybe 10. Of course, no one other than my mother and my sister would listen. Even my wife wouldn't listen to those shows. But Duncan Hunter announced he was running for president in February, about 4 or 5 months after. He's running for Republican nominee for president in the primary. So Amy at Domestico, who's still with us, was working with us. I said, Amy, call Duncan Hunter's office and see if he would come on and talk about why he's running for president. And sure enough, about an hour later, she said, I got him tomorrow morning at 10:30. He's going to be on your show. It's just amazing. I mean, because I had a radio show. I was able to interview Duncan Hunter as one of the first interviews, and he called me from Myrtle Beach in the parking lot. So as you just had Barbara Corcoran on, who's famous, and I really recommend every host to go out there and just reach for the stars, and you'll be amazed as to who you'll get to come on your show. Again, thank you, Carrie, for calling. Good luck with your show on Blog Talk. Robin, why don't we take your call? And you're from Oregon. How are you, Robin?
Oh, doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Where in Oregon? What part of Oregon are you from?
We're over in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, Eugene.
Kind of
okay.
Rainy West Coast.
That's beautiful
and,
up there.
Plus, if you like rain. call us Little Atlantis over here. But a question I have for you, which is part of the changes that you made to the main show page. It's been a little harder to promote our individual shows, I think, you know, because you can't customize them. And some of the stuff that indicates what we have got moved down to the show notes button on the bottom. Now, our show, which is KRB and Internet News Talk, we have different segments like Trucker Talk, we have Oregon Update, and we have different guests on the show like a former Lane County Commissioner, Cindy Wildwire, and we were arranging others. But when you took away that way to promote the different segments, it's really kind of hurt the way the show does. It shows in the numbers. I was wondering if you have any plans in the future to allow us to customize our page more to promote ourselves.
David, maybe do you want to talk to that point? You probably heard a lot of these types of comments on the show, on the change of the show page.
I'm sorry, I was chatting with someone online.
I'll address that, Robin. So we went through, one of the things that we wanted to do with the platform was to really make it much clearer. The interface was just too muddled up. And so we really try to simplify everything, and that's one of the things that we did, and we cleaned up the web pages. So, for example, if you go on Facebook, you see a common interface there, and so our prior page looked more like MySpace than it did Facebook. So we took focused in on, and we also want to focus in on the content, and we had to focus in on the player. The player that we had, a lot of people couldn't even find the player. Now, and we're focusing on the conversation, the audio, we have heard some comments about the show notes, and I'm not really sure what exactly you're talking about the promotional capability, and why is that an issue? Why is that an issue?
Well, for example, like I say, we do multiple types of programs, but when you go to our show page, the first thing you see in the description is just three lines and a pull-down list. Well, before, we actually had 2 or 3 inches that we can show, okay, here's Trucker Talk, here's a brief description about that, here's Oregon Update, and a brief description about that. And it's all right there on the main page itself without having to go hunt and peck for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if you went to the show page and go down to the show notes button, it kind of gives you a better idea of how we have things laid out.
Right, right. I know that this was one of the common points of the new profile page, and we've taken a lot, we made a lot of major changes to the studio now and as well as to the show pages and the episode page, and there are things that people like about it and there are things that people don't. And, so one of the things that I know that came up was the descriptions of the shows and how best to highlight those. So, what we'll do is, make a note of this and look to see if we can, we're looking to enhance the overall experience, right, for both listeners and hosts. So, we took some shots at it, and maybe there needs to be some subtle tweaks, but, you should know that we're really focused on improving the experience.
Okay, yeah, if at the very least, if you can give us more than just three lines to kind of describe, what we're about, I mean, that'd be a great improvement, and maybe move the link to the show notes.
A description of what the show is, like what your show is,
right,
on
what,
the show what page?
Correct. So we can kind of describe to people visiting us for the first time what KRBN is all about, and
yes,
maybe move the show notes page or the show notes button more towards the top of the screen instead of way at the bottom where, unless you know where to look for it, you're not even going to know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Going by the 5-second rule of advertising, you've got 5 seconds to either gain or lose a viewer
right.
on the webpage.
Well, again, I mean, I may not be fully following you, but I'm on air. So my profile page is blogtalkradio.com/AlanLevy, and you could see here that I'm on air. There's a red line up there, and there is the Alan Levy Show, and it says my name's Alan Levy. I'm co-founder and CEO, so there is three lines, and you can open that up. It describes what the show's about, and then there's three links. There's my Twitter link, Facebook link, and my the blog that I use, which is the Blog Talk Radio blog. I then have my featured episode, which is the one I did with Les Wunderman, who's amazing, and then I have my upcoming one, which is on air now. So, what exactly of the show page are you not seeing a description of your show? Because I see the three lines there. You want more than three lines? Is that it?
Correct. Because I'm on your show page now, and where it goes into his blogs inspired me to create a medium.
Yeah.
Then you got to go to the pull down button for more description.
Yeah. And again, do you think again, this is a matter of taste and our design guys, so we'll definitely make a note of it and watch out for more changes. And thank you again for your call.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead, David.
That's great feedback. And, we really take those things to heart. We really listen and rely on the feedback and input from our customers and our community to help shape the development of the products that really serve our customers. Specifically for the description, you're absolutely right. We have three lines displayed with a little drop-down button to display any additional information. That's really there for to make a more simplified, pleasant experience. In cases where some shows have very lengthy descriptions, we don't want to fill the entire page and really push down a lot of other relevant information out of view. So we want to really focus on just the highlights or a lot of the very important information up in the front. Give the option to the viewer to drop down and look at a more descriptive information other than three lines.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. And Robin, again, thank you for calling into the show. We have another call from Barbara, and you're on air. Barbara, 216 area code. How are you, Barbara?
Hi, Alan. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And where are you calling from?
I was joking with... that we're all virtual. We don't exist. I'm in Cleveland.
You're in Cleveland. Well, I know you exist. You're on the studio. You're in the studio. So, and it's funny. Sherry, who has been here now for a few years, I've never met her. So we are almost a virtual company.
Right.
It's kind of funny. So I of course know her on Blog Talk. But anyways, welcome to the show. And you had a question.
Yeah, I do. Actually, let me just mention also, I've been on since 2007, and you mentioned about the Amazon book jacket, and I would really, if you do decide to bring that back, I would really appreciate it, because I'm not looking forward to going back through all the archives of 4 years and adding hyperlinks to their Amazon page, because I did mention to my guests that people are able to purchase their books and their products just by clicking the link on the program page. Well, with the book jacket, that connection gone now, I have to, fulfill my word to go back through all of those shows, and that's a lot to put that hyperlink there so that people can go to the page and buy it from Amazon. So if you are considering bringing that back, that would be really – I personally would really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to definitely talk to the development people and resources here. One of the things that – when you make changes to a platform like this, and we made a lot of changes. Since you've been here in 07, you've seen a lot of changes now. Of course, the studio, and which is remarkable, I think, and a great effort for the guys and the team over there. One of the things that we looked at were the number of Amazon, the books either sold or the number of shows that had the book jacket there, and there weren't, it wasn't overwhelming, but I do think it's an important feature. I personally think it's important when you're interviewing a guest and you want to bring in a great author, and that the book, some sort of book jacket's there. Maybe it's not Amazon, maybe it's, you know, wherever books are sold, but so it's definitely on the list, and we'll look at it. I'll make that commitment. You had another question?
Yeah, actually, I do have a question. I wondered if, because I do want to say that the changes have been remarkable, and I especially want to give kudos to the tech support guys. All the years that I've been on BTR, they have always been awesome. They've been right on time. Even back in the day when they were live in my chat room, they would just show up in the chat room and ask, is everything okay? And so I definitely want to say thank you to all the tech guys in the background that are not necessarily on the air chatting with us, but they're keeping everything running, and they always answer my questions really quick. So thank you to everybody. And my question is, would you consider adding a listener community, the ability for the listener community to vote on their favorite shows as providing feedback and possibly a front page feature? It's getting difficult for me to get featured. It used to be an easy thing for me to get my guests and my celebs featured on the homepage, and now it's becoming almost impossible. I put in the request and I don't see it happening. So I wondered if it was something that you would consider, that the listener community would have a voice in what's featured on the homepage.
Well, first of all, thank you for the comments about the team. And David, you may want to comment on that as well first.
That's great to hear. We love hearing feedback like that. And you're absolutely right. You know, you may not see some people, actively working, but you know, in the background, they're the folks that really support, that help and keep things running. So it's much appreciated. As far as the listener ratings for shows, that is something that we're definitely considering. It's being discussed. When it comes to shows and episodes that can get rated, that can also be factored into being featured or some other elements on the site, that's definitely being discussed. So more to come, so stay tuned.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea, and we have this community, and it's a vibrant community. Many of the hosts are listeners, of course, and it's no question, it's a great idea, and it's one that we'll consider doing. And just to kind of, for the people that are listening to the show, now or in 30 minutes on demand or in 2 years from now, we are making an effort, and Barbara, since you've been here since 2007, to really rebuild the entire physical layer of the platform, and also on the back end, the ability to kind of use these tools like the studio and inviting people and all kinds of things. So we really are focusing on the lowest hanging fruit, which we felt was the episode pages and the profile pages, cleaning up the site, and now the studio. But we're going to get our way down there, and I think the option of adding a rating of hosts by the community is a great idea. So we will definitely take that to note. And thank you again for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So we will take another call. Is that okay, David? We like taking calls, particularly when there's such nice things to say. We have a call now from a lady by the name of Mama Joyce, who is in an 818 area code. And I know that Mama Joyce has probably some nice things to say. She's been on the network for a long time. How are you, Mama Joyce?
Oh, honey, I'm fantastic. I'm telling you, everybody who listens to this particular show and in the archives, we must support Blog Talk Radio. They've given me a venue where I can connect people to help other people. I've had so many different kinds of guests. None of them are really high profile, but there are places I connect them to the places, to the people, so we can help each other in this world and make it a better world. And because of you, Alan, because of you, I'm able to do this show and connect people. And I want you to know, thousands of people have listened to my shows, and they are actually inspired and encouraged. And I just wanted to say thank you. And one thing, I also want all the listeners to really listen up. And David, maybe you can make this happen. There should be a button or some kind of donation from PayPal or something, that if you're a listener and maybe you don't have the interest to host your own show, but you like Blog Talk Radio and you do want to support it, and create a button or a PayPal device so people could donate any kinds of money to support Blog Talk Radio. You have people that you hire. You have people to help run it. You know, that would be a wonderful alternative, because I know for sure some of the people that listen to my show would love, maybe not to host their own show, but to donate to Blog Talk Radio because they believe in what you guys are doing.
You can make that check out to David Kim, and I'll give you my address.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've never had a donate button here, and I never really liked the donate button.
Oh.
And I obviously they're on blogs, and we've made a significant investment to building this platform, as you know. And not only have we made this significant investment from a monetary standpoint and our people, our team, but our hosts have, and you have. And it's our hosts that made this commitment and made this community what it is, really. And, you know, and I think a few people have mentioned this donation button. And, again, I don't know. I'm not calling the shots here in terms of design and development. But certainly we'll take it to note, and maybe it is something that there should be some way for the community to help support the network. And I really appreciate your comments, too, because, we see the power of the platform for these years, and you see it by the influence and the impact you've had on people's lives. And, for our challenge is to get more people exposed to it. And for that, we really need to open it up and have better resources and better tools. So thank you for that comment but we'll definitely take it back to the shop and see what we can do.
Absolutely, and I would be the first to donate.
Well,
you guys are awesome, and anytime at all you need a box of candy or you need an encouragement, you get to Mama Joyce and I'll set you up.
So where do I send the check to you?
I tell you, you guys, you're like my family. You know I love you guys so much, all of you. And behind the scenes, listen, listeners, behind the scenes they work very hard. So if your show sometimes has maybe a little glitch or something happening to it, don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Take it in stride, because they're doing the best they can. And you just explain to your listeners, this happens and we need to go with the flow and support them and be supportive to them. So don't get upset if little glitches happen. That's part of life.
Right. Wonderful. Well, we're going to take this little snippet out of the show and distribute it to our entire community, Mama.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you very much. Have a great
day. Oh, honey, you're welcome. And
all
you
right.
Guys take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
you're
much.
You're welcome, dear.
We are live today, having a great time. The call-in number, if anyone's interested in calling in, we have a bit more time. We extended the show. 30 minutes. It's another feature that we can do here. You have the ability to extend these shows on the fly. If you're in a radio studio, you're locked in between the hours that you've scheduled. Here, Blog Talk Radio, have this capability. The call-in number is 347-677-0649. Anyone call in. Sherry is in the screening room, and our virtual screening room, and she'll talk to you, and hopefully we get you on air. One of the things that I also wanted to mention today, and it's going to be a very big announcement that's going to hit tomorrow, and I don't want to give too much away on it, and please go to to visit the site tomorrow. You'll see a blog post around it. But one of the key things about Blog Talk Radio is the underlying technology that powers this up. Again, it's very unique technology, and it's very few companies that do it and can merge the phone network with the internet and the social space in a way that we've done. And we've got a lot of brands that have been on Blog Talk Radio for a long time. Companies continue to use the platform, like IBM and Sears and online publishers. AAA, Xerox, Cox, these companies are all using the tools, and they all came through Blog Talk Radio. And just like hosts that have been calling in today, well, these individuals, these companies are using the tools as well. So one of the things that we felt, and this was a real pressing need, was to decouple the technology from the media property. Blog Talk Radio is a media property. We sell advertising. We sell subscriptions. We have tens of thousands of hosts and millions of shows. But if a company or an online publisher or a brand is looking to create content using our tools, but put it in their own environment that's on their web page and it's on their Facebook page and through their own Twitter profile, it doesn't even touch Blog Talk Radio, that's what we're launching tomorrow. And it's really exciting. It's the next evolution of Blog Talk Radio, where the tools will be available for radio stations, companies, book publishers, online publishers. David, it's going to – hopefully the phones will be ringing, and we'll get a lot of interest in that. And I know that's something you're excited about as well.
I think we're all excited about it.
Yeah, we really are. So, again, that look back tomorrow at blogtalkradio.com. There'll be probably a blog post about it, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of messages on the site about this initiative that's taking place. Let's talk a little more, while we get some more callers getting queued up here. David, why don't you talk about kind of the support, your organization, when is premium support, how does premium support differ from basic support? Do you want to talk about that briefly?
Sure. So the premium support that we provide for our premium customers, we have a couple of additional channels, such as live chat, and also phone support. You can actually speak to someone real-time, online, through live chat or over the phone just by accessing the switchboard the new studio interface. Those are very powerful. You can actually get to someone real-time, immediate response for any issues that you have. Just so everyone knows, our hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday, and then 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. So the customers can access us through many channels, including email, live chat, as well as phone. The premium lets people get to us real time through the live chat as well as phone. So I think it's a great value for those customers.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And the commitment of our customer support team is really amazing. And Mama Joyce, and as all the hosts, Barbara, who's been on since 2007. This is technology. You just can't pull this out of a box and download it. You know, you're downloading Microsoft Office, so on and so forth, right? So this is really complicated stuff, and it's live now. We're live, and then it's recorded. There's so many things going on, and I just have to give kudos to the entire team. The customer support team have always given just their all, and just such commitment, just like our hosts. Do, and so, again, there's ample hours, that people are on, available to answer questions. The premium support is terrific, and I encourage you to use it. And, you know, a lot of people say that Blog Talk Radio, it's a little complicated when you get started, but when you're on it, it's like riding a bike. You know how to do it, and it's very intuitive and it's easy. But first getting on, it could be a little difficult. So Coach Slow is calling in from Tennessee, and Sherry, why don't you unmute him, and then we'll take his question. Coach Slow, you're on 931 area code.
Hi, Alan. This is Coach Flo. I'm a female.
Okay.
I am from Tennessee, and I just finished a contract through a local radio station here in the Columbia area. And what I wanted to know is a friend of mine who does a lot of social media work recommended that I go ahead and I just did it for a year, and that I asked the question, how different is Blog Talk Radio programming as opposed to a radio, you know, a live radio show? Because I'm a little scared because I'm not that familiar with your platform, but I've been listening the last couple of weeks. I've listened to your show and other shows of interest. I do business-to-business programming. That's what I did on the actual show, and I just wondered if you could just help me briefly give me some understanding of what it would like to transition from the regular radio format to your format. I'm considering being a host.
Sure. I'd love to draw that distinction. But Coach Slow, I mean, you're a coach of what sport? Are you a sport?
I do business growth coaching, business growth coaching.
And is your last name Slow?
My first name is Slow.
Oh, your first name is Slow. Oh, that's interesting. Slow. How do you, is that right?
SLO.
Okay. All right. So Sherry added in the SLO. Okay. Excellent. So Coach Slow. So, you know, look, obviously, you know, the word radio is in our name, but we're very different than traditional radio, terrestrial radio. You know, when you do a local radio show, it's only heard, first of all, it's heard live, and it's only heard in that local, in your local area, which is important, mm-hmm. and it gives you reach in that community. Mm-hmm. You know, when you create a show on Blog Talk Radio, it's a much different format. First of all, it's done live, right? You know, most of the shows are done live stream. Right now you're on my show. It's live today. There's 13 minutes left on the show, and you see us in a studio that I see your information there. So it's a live show where you're taking callers. But once the show is done, it's recorded automatically, and it's available on to be distributed throughout the internet. So what does that mean? It means that, first of all, it's on your Blog Talk Radio profile, so someone can go to the Coach Slow's page on Blog Talk Radio and listen to all your prior shows. It's also indexed for Google, which is very important. So when you create a show on Blog Talk Radio, you're actually creating it right inside the Google format. So when people search for Coach Slow, there's a good chance that your show on Blog Talk Radio is going to be one of the top things that they see. Same thing they'll see is, let's say, if you have a Facebook page or a blog, a WordPress blog. So you get the benefit of having online references for your show. And the other thing, of course, is it's very easy to embed and share it on Facebook, on iTunes, on Twitter. So you just get a much bigger reach, right? Because people are listening to this show. You're a guest on my show. You're calling in, and I have people listening around the world to this show. Could be thousands of people listening over time. And you're getting exposed to these larger audiences, and your show would get accessed by people that you from everywhere. And they could, you could point them to your websites and kind of improve to sell your products. So
okay.
It's a much different environment.
One of the things that I thought I would do is that's what I was wanting to find out. Is obviously the local radio show that I did was only reaching the local market, and I want to reach out to, because coaching can be done anywhere. It can be done on the phone, or I do a lot of mine via Skype. So you don't have to be here in my area, in my town. You can be in another country for that matter. So this is why I'm interested. I just didn't know it existed. because I'm just not that familiar with the, I use Facebook some, but I'm not. I wasn't that familiar. I had this friend that does social media training hadn't pointed me to your site. So I'm very interested. So how would I go about learning more about this and see if my content would be a fit for a show on your on this platform?
David, do you want to point her to certain tutorials and help guides on the site?
Hello, think, are you still there?
Yeah. David is probably on, he's not sitting next to me. He's in another state, actually, as we're hosting this.
Okay.
You know, so, again, I think you've got David, are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, we've actually got some great tutorials to help you out there. So let me post that in the chat room right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you'll be able to – it is a new experience, and the social media expert or the person that you rely upon, is she's from – he or she's from Tennessee as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nashville.
So, you know, I think it's wonderful that, you know, more and more people have, of course, found Blog Talk Radio. We've, like we said earlier, we've hosted over 2 million shows now on the network, which is an enormous number of shows that they're all on indexed, and the content's here. So there's a term called long tail. Long tail content means that, you know, content's continually getting listened to. We have shows that are listened to at least once a month. Up to 75% of the shows continue to get listened to at least once a month, and that's because because of search. When people will search your name or code SLOW or SLOW, they're going to find your show on Blog Talk Radio. So our challenge and our mission is to get more people exposed to it, which just broadens the community for everybody. Really, a crowdsourcing model.
My actual radio show was Grow with Flow, and it had a little tagline, Grow with Flow.
Grow with flow or slow?
Grow with flow. Grow with flow. GROWFLO.
Well,
perfect. Because some of the things that I discuss actually are strategies and things that you can go back to your business and apply some of the things that I discuss on my show. So you actually, if you implemented any of the strategies that I talked about on the show with my guests, you could actually, grow your business by either increasing your client base or in a number of things, you know, getting more exposure or whatever it was that I was discussing. And I had different strategies every week. I would talk about a different strategy and show you how to use it on my show.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Slow, for calling in, and good luck, and hopefully we'll see you on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And one other question is, how can I get in touch with some of the hosts right now that have been there and are experienced at it?
Well, one of the best ways to do that is to go to there's a few ways. One, you can go into the forum. There's a forum on Blog Talk Radio on the bottom. You can see the forum, and you go in there, and you can find shows, different shows there that are in your genre. And the best way, though, is to go and listen to the shows that you like and go into their chat rooms and call in with questions and get to meet them. Follow them on Blog Talk Radio. They'll follow you back, and that's how the community's been built, and it's been a really exciting thing to see. Slow, thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Alan. Take care.
My pleasure. Let's say we have another call. James from 602, you're on Blog Talk Radio, the Alan Levy Show. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be on here. I'm James Crabio. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist and authored a book, Troubled Child, A Triumph of Life. And basically, I was on your show, Alan, a while back. And I just wanted to check in. I had received a message that you were on now and wanted to say that the process that you put forth in terms of having me on the show and your confirmations and the whole thing was superb. And I really appreciated the opportunity to be on your show. And, David, I've been on numerous Blog Talk radio programs around the issue of childhood issues and adult trauma, and I just appreciate the whole experience has been extremely positive. I just wanted to call and to let you know that I really appreciate what you're doing and what I've been able to experience by being on your shows.
Well, thank you for calling. I really appreciate that. It's nice to hear the feedback and people, you know, getting a lot out of the platform. And, you know, I'm going to go back and check out. When would you recall when you were on my show? Or did you call in as a guest call-in?
I believe it was on your show, Alan. Were you on? Did you have another person with you?
Yes, I had a Hillary. I had a few co-hosts in my day.
Yeah.
Hillary Lee Wong was one. She was our features editor, and she was a co-host. But I've done a lot of shows. But I'll Google it. I guess actually not Google. You can search on Blog Talk Radio for your name, and that's James.
Yeah. James Cravel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't you spell that?
It's K-R-E-H-E-I-E-L. And
wonderful.
I thought it was your show, and maybe it wasn't, but I've been on numerous shows, and I just appreciate the experience with being on a lot of the different shows.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate you calling taking the time out of your day to call in. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, again, just... you know, another caller, and we have another couple of moments here, so we'll take another call. And David, I think we need to do this again. What do you think?
Absolutely. I love this this forum or this venue for so many people just participating and sharing their opinions, their views, and the feedback. We love it. Keep it coming.
Wonderful. I know we have another question from Dan. We'll take that, Sherry. Yes, we have a couple of moments, and we'll take Dan from California, I guess that is. And he's got a question about the new studio. And Dan, you're on from 408 area code. How are you?
Thank you, Alan. It's an honor to be on your show, and it's an honor to talk to the great Alan Levy. Thank you very much for taking my call. First off, your Blog Talk Radio. You've given us an opportunity to become something we've never imagined that we would ever be, which is radio show hosts. And you guys keep upgrading and upgrading, and I thank you for all your great things that you're doing here at Blog Talk Radio. Questions on the new switchboard? Later on in the future you could upgrade. Sometimes on my show, which I want to leave anonymous, though, sometimes on my show, I get some callers that call in, and they're very loud. And I feel bad to always mute them, you know, to bring them into the conversation. Is there a way maybe, you know, next time on an upgrade, you could put like a volume switch like you did on the, the audio section?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think in the past, well, first of all, let me just, thank you for the comments, and thank you for the nice comments and remarks you made about Blog Talk Radio and me. It's very much appreciated. We're all trying hard and continuing to build something special. So thank you again for those comments. The question that you pose is very good. And you know, I think this happens, by the way, on terrestrial radio as well. You can have a caller that's in on a cell phone and the call quality is very poor, and another one's coming in on, you know, a landline, and the call quality is higher, the fidelity is better. We have had circumstances in the past where we're able to better monitor or adjust the host volume, which is the most important one. But it's something we could look at. I think it's hard, and, you know, what I recommend is people call, you know, they either call back on a better line, take their question, and then move on, and they have to leave the show. It's very hard to monitor and kind of adjust the balancing of those files, of a live stream audio. Really is very difficult. On an MP3, you can test the volumes, obviously the different levels, and you can adjust them and tweak them and make those settings set, and that's important. But I think incoming calls, I think you just have to, you know, advise the callers to use the best phone they can, and if they're on a bad line, you take the call quickly and move on. I think that's really, you know, best. There's nothing really on the roadmap here that really is going to be addressed.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because it's always, you know, something I always get on my show. Like one person will be so quiet, but they're screaming. and then the next person will be like real loud, and you know they're talking, you know, normal. And
look, maybe it's something on our back end. It's in our system. So David will make a note of that and speak to our tech guys. And it very well could be an issue that maybe, you know, needs to be addressed. By the way, is it something that happened on, you know, with the new studio, or did it happen prior to the new studio?
Oh, it was the new studio and BC and AD, you know, before death
okay.
and accident.
Right, I got it. So anyway, we'll make a note of that. And once again, thanks for calling, Dan. I appreciate it. We have only a few seconds remaining here, and I want to thank you for joining me on the Alan Levy Show. And David, thank you for participating. It was a lot of fun. And Sherry, thank you for screening the calls. So, David, we have to do it again, huh?
Yeah, let's do it again. It was absolutely a lot of fun, and you know, it's great to hear the feedback and all the participation from our community. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it again.
Well, have a great day, everyone. Thanks again for listening to the Alan Levy Show. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks
all
for
right,
joining
thanks,
Alan
everyone.
And Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.